Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Fungula. On this week's episode, I have my friend Molly Brinkman joining us. Now, Molly is a vet. She is actually Bonzo's vet here in Nashville. And we get into the story about how that even happened, how she became Bonzo's vet. It's actually quite funny. And she's not just a vet. She's a social media star, you guys. She's got 100-something thousand followers on Instagram and 200-something thousand followers on TikTok. She's out there doing some funny videos, you guys. You may have seen her videos of like different breeds at the park, different breeds on Halloween or whatever it may be. She'll like get into all these different characters of different dog breeds and stuff. Very funny. Her name on social media is at Dr. Molly Says. Anyways, she's my friend. She joins us for this episode. We get into some attitudes about why does it take so much stress and turmoil just to get the whole family loaded into the car to leave. We talk about her gratitudes of her beautiful childhood that she had growing up on the farm with grandpa. It's just a really fun episode. And I share some of my attitudes about my husband explaining technology to me in a very not nice way because he gets frustrated with me and now I'm getting mad all over again thinking about it. So I'm going to go ahead and get off this topic now. But check out this episode of Fungula with my friend Molly Brinkman. Oh, before we do, housekeeping stuff. Don't forget.
You're forgetting something.
Yeah, I'm going to say very important. Don't forget. My tour is on sale. The Family Reunion Tour. You can get your tickets right now at Angela.com. And I would say go to Angela.com before just Googling. Because sometimes these resale sites come up and you don't know if you're getting duped. So go to my website, Angela.com. And I have all the official links right there to every city that I'm going to. Also, don't forget to follow, like, leave us a review. Let everybody know about the Fungula podcast. And also, if you want to call and tell us what you're grateful for, the phone number to call is
747-300-5380.
Call us, tell us what you're grateful for. We would love to hear from you, and maybe we'll pick your voicemail message to play on a future episode. Now, without further ado, here's my friend, Molly Brinkman. Yeah, because...
And do we have the same nail color?
Huh?
I'm brown. No, you're red.
Purple.
Yeah.
I'm overdue brown, but brown nonetheless.
But we kind of look similar.
I went chocolate.
Look at all of us.
Ooh. My brother said that my nails look like M&Ms that haven't been coated.
Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, that's what they just look like chocolate little M&Ms on my hands.
I see it now. I'll never unsee that. But
I know, they look delicious. I do like it.
Did you go back to our place?
You know what? No. The past two times I've went to my old place, even though they're far more expensive.
But it's better.
They're convenient because they're right down the street and they'll see me anytime.
Yeah.
Like they have availability because they have so many people that work there.
Yeah.
And my nails last longer. Mm. That's the sucky part. Like I want to go to that place because it's more reasonable. Mm-hmm. But I always chip every time.
Well, and it's probably this. It works out the same if you're going more often. It's not actually cheaper.
Yeah. You're right.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You don't have to go with me.
I'm doing the math right now and I'm like, but am I going? No, I think I just ride it out with chip nails. Oh. And I'm like,
don't do that.
Dang, I'm going to have a chip nail for a week and a half now.
Now, every time I go, they're like, where's your friend? The nail girl.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
I don't know.
Which is funny because they asked me the same thing at our nail place out here.
Oh, funny. Yeah, they were so excited that she...
Yeah, I got Danielle to go to my nail place. Now she goes all the way to where I live just to get her nails done.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which, did you go get your nails done and then cancel my gym membership for me?
Oh, I was planning to do that today because I wanted to print the letter and I don't have a printer. So after this is
That's also going to be my attitude. have two Mattitudes.
We both have two Mattitudes.
Okay, let's get into our Mattitudes okay. right out the gate because, okay, one, my Mattitude is technology and my husband explaining technology to me. Like, he gets so frustrated when I don't know the things he knows about technology.
Mm-hmm.
And when he has to explain it, he can't do it patiently. And I passive aggressively tagged him in a post recently that was this lady. It was one of those like good news Instagram accounts that I follow. Like, you know, here's something fun that'll make you feel good. And this lady posted that she was at the library and she was watching this librarian walk a senior citizen through like writing an email or something, and she wasn't understanding and getting it right, and the lady was being so patient and be like, no, you almost got it, okay, here, let's try again, and like, okay, now you try it by yourself, see if you can do it. And she was like, it was like so nice to like see her like walking through, because clearly this lady didn't understand technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tagged my husband. I was like, this is not how my husband explains technology to me. You're like, that's for sure.
Be more like this librarian.
Yeah, please.
Well, I did just witness this happen.
Yeah.
And at least it was making me laugh. He adds like a baby on
the
end.
Oh, and I hate it. Oh, and I hate
like,
it.
Like, how could you not know how to do that, baby?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, now I hate that word. Now like that don't helps. Ever love term me ever again.
Yeah, like that helps. Yeah. Baby.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. Anyways, and then my second Mattitude is canceling a gym membership. Why can't you just call and be like, hey, here's my account number, cancel. They're like, nope, you have to write a letter.
Act of Congress.
You have to, yeah, write a letter, print it out, sign it, and all it says is, this is my name, I'm canceling my membership. Here's my signature.
And you need a notary.
So stupid. Like, just cancel. And then first it was like, oh, you have to come in and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I moved out of state. I don't live there anymore. Oh, okay, well, then you have to write this letter, blah, 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 blah. Like, you can't go online. You have everything mm-hmm. online. I just scanned my little code.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't to know cancel it, you can't?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever
canceled. And I feel like they're probably
membership.
Looking at your account right now, and there's probably like a big red cancel button. And they're yeah. like, can't push it.
Uh-huh.
Where's the letter?
Yeah.
How do I know it's true?
Exactly. So stupid. Anyways. Fair. Typically, I don't bombard the episode right away with my Mattitude, but... Those were fresh. Fresh. Anyway, Molly Brinkman, hi. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited.
I love how we know each other.
I know.
Let's tell everybody how we know each other.
Because I have no shame. That's why we know each other.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it.
Do you want to tell it?
Molly is my stalker.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Kind of. A little.
No, tell everybody how we met.
Okay.
Your version.
I have loved Angela Johnson. I knew her as Bonkwee first for a very long time.
A lot of people do.
Yes. And so I have followed her on social media for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw when you said you're moving to Nashville, and I have no shame. So I slid into your DMs.
Yes, you did.
And I was like, hey, girl, I'm a vet in Nashville. I love you. Do you want me to be your vet? And she was like, yeah. Where yeah. do you practice?
Yeah. And then I remember getting this message that was like, hey, I'm a veterinarian in Nashville. If you need a vet for Bonzo, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, I actually do need a vet in Nashville. And then I didn't like reply right away. I remember reading oh, yeah. it. And then time goes on. I get to Nashville and I was like, wait, there was a vet that messaged. Who was that? And I'm trying to remember who it was. And then I think I did a post.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, if you were that vet who messaged me.
I'm surprised no one else was like, oh, it was yeah. me.
Can you message me again? Because I forgot who you were, but I need a vet. And then
and
luckily
so
you saw it.
Yeah. I was like, me, it's me.
Were you like, me, it's me? Or were you like, wait, I think that was me. Unless
no,
somebody else did.
Of course I knew it was me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if somebody okay. else did, me first. It was me first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. And then, yeah. And then you've been Bonzo's vet for the past yeah. few years now.
Yeah. How the first time I saw you, this is so funny. I've never told you this.
Oh, my God. Tell me. Fangirl moment.
It was. I was totally fangirling. But I didn't I don't want to be a fan. Yeah, I don't want to be like that. Wanted to like play a cool. My tech, Hannah, I was like, oh my gosh, Angela Johnson's coming to see me today. She's like, oh, that's so exciting. I'm like, I know. I don't want to be weird, but I'm really excited to see her. So I was like, and Hannah is a really cool person. So she was like, okay, I'm your tech. I'm going to go with you. I will make sure you're not being weird. Like, we'll have a safe word. Like, if you're being weird, I'm going to tell you. So you come to the clinic. So I see you. We come out. Like, I was like, was I being weird? She's like, you're talking fast and very loud. Not like you normally do with clients. She was like, just
you're talking fast.
Chill out a little bit. I can tell you're excited. I was like, okay, I'm going to play it cool.
That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, that's so funny. And now we're friends.
Real look friends. It. Yeah. And now you don't have to get nervous.
No.
Just, it is what it is. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. I remember you reaching out, and at the time you had maybe like 10,000 followers.
Yeah.
Or something.
On TikTok too.
Yeah, on TikTok. Yeah. And we had a couple conversations of like growing your brand, because now you were becoming a brand. Like, you were you were a vet, just only vet, and now you were becoming this like social media vet where people were like coming to your page to watch your videos and stuff. And I remember you reaching out a couple times like, hey, what do I do about this? Like, a brand wants to work with me. Like, how do I do that? And seeing you grow from these 10,000 followers to now, how many followers do you have now?
162, I think, on Instagram, and like 2-something on TikTok. Yeah.
That's wild.
And I'm on Facebook, and that is a weird place.
Oh, Facebook's its own demographic. Facebook.
Wild.
Wild out here in Facebook streets. Let me tell you that. I maintain that it's because Facebook has a whole demographic, a whole generation of people who don't fully understand social media, actively engaging in social media.
Yeah, because it's like the OG besides whatever the other one was.
It's wild.
Yeah.
MySpace,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, MySpace was great. Uh-huh. MySpace was fun.
5 pictures.
I enjoyed MySpace and your top 8 and your profile song.
Publicly announcing who you like. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yeah.
What was your screen name?
Probably just my name.
Molly Moo 87.
Oh.
Why Molly Moo? I don't know.
You know what? I'm learning a lot about Molly these days. I didn't know Molly was a baker. Hey, Danielle, you're a baker too.
No way.
Yes.
Molly bakes. And she has a whole baking business that she almost started or did start, but then was like, actually that social media star is taking off. So let me lean in there. But she makes beautiful cookies. But tell them what your most southern bakery name was.
So my little business, my side hustle, was called Baked with Grace Cookie Co.
Stop.
And in my defense, Grace is my middle name, okay?
Wait, no, I love that, because you were talking about usernames. Mm-hmm. And so legally, everyone. Legally, my first name is Joy. And so my username for the longest time was Peace Love Joy Danielle.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, live, laugh, love. Get it, honey.
Very.
I feel like I've seen that sign at Hobby Lobby somewhere.
Probably. Baked by Grace. I would have hired you for like my senior like shower or whatever of graduating high school. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's what she was going for.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually really good.
I was good at it.
Do you still do it?
No, it's so much time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like occasionally, maybe once a year, someone will ask me, like in my family, hey, how busy are you?
Yeah.
And I'll make cookies, but it's like, you got
you're all, well, I have a surgery tomorrow morning.
And a podcast.
Yeah. And then I'm recording 3 brand videos. But
so you have to pull everything
out. Sure, 2 dozen.
Yeah, there's a ton of equipment, and you spend like 2 dozen cookies, that kind of cookie. Like, I don't know, 20 hours? Like,
that's
not really, but a lot of hours, maybe 10.
Too much.
So I would be up all night. It was before I had kids, like when I was really doing it all the time, like as a real business.
Yeah.
So it was just so much time. There's no way I could do it with kids.
Oh, no, that's wild.
And a job.
And 2 jobs. You have 2 jobs.
Yeah. If I was home and not working, I could do it, but no. Yeah. But I do love it. It's fun.
That's exciting.
I make cake too.
You're so talented. You do cake too? Mm-hmm. I enjoy eating cake.
Oh, I make good cake. I need to make you a cake.
Okay, so the cookies that you make, they look beautiful. They taste good. I never enjoy eating those kind of cookies.
Mine like, tastes good, too.
The ones, you know, like baby shower cookies, Danielle, where they have, like, it's decorated, like, you know.
Sure.
A bunch of different things. And they're so cute, but they rarely taste amazing.
Like, I love, like, that's what I watch on TikTok is the videos of those people making all the intricate detail, how they do the flooding and the lining and the blah, 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 blah.
Flooding. Ooh,
it's
terms.
So fun.
It's like ASMR.
But it does. It does take time. That's insane. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have, like, I've seen bakers who are like, starting this cookie order, it's Tuesday and she needs them by Saturday and they're starting Tuesday. Yeah. And I'm like, what? They last that long?
That's why they don't taste good. Because they're like five days old already.
I don't like it. Yeah, you guys are watching cookie baking videos and I'm watching pimple popping videos.
Ew.
And
no.
Do you watch any of the gross stuff? Because you see gross stuff in your work.
Oh, yes.
Do you watch that, like, on the socials?
Yes, yeah, some. It's in my feed. Okay. Because I post some of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I enjoy watching it, yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Danielle does not. Mm-hmm. We differ in this. I love pimple popping videos. I love teeth cleaning videos. I'm getting...
you got to come to work with me.
I'm getting vulnerable, you guys. Vulnerable. What else do I like? Pedicure videos. Like, if there's an ingrown toenail. Yeah.
Oh.
If there's an ingrown toenail, yeah, I'll watch that video. Botfly removal videos.
Yeah, we do that.
What is that?
Is there a lot of botfly removals?
No. Well, they're called cuterebra. It's a type of fly egg removal. Yeah. And they burrow in the skin.
Yeah.
And they make they make a little hole.
Ew.
And they start tiny and they burrow under the skin and dogs and cats, but they grow.
Yeah.
And so then they're like this boil and there's a tiny little like spout hole.
Mm-mm.
And you can see them like squirming around in there.
Mm-hmm. Where do they come from? Like
a fly lays the egg.
Just a regular old house fly.
Yeah, it's a specific kind. I should know.
But
what
they
it's
have
called.
This fly here in Nashville.
Yeah, yeah. Cuterebra is the little larva that's in there.
Sick.
There's and, so many bugs out there. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. So then you have to pull it out slowly, and it's like this fat little grubby worm. It's awesome.
Do you have a lot of that?
I don't see a lot of that here.
Oh, okay.
More like rural areas where dogs and cats are outside all the time.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll see it more. But I'll see it occasionally.
Just out there roaming the country.
Yes. Mm-mm. Wild and out. Nope. Dixie
Bonzo's County. An indoor dog.
Yeah, yeah. He's fully.
Of course he is.
I love to let him off leash because he's just so fun. But no.
Yeah.
Coyotes, just, it's too much. I just got insecure really quick thinking that I didn't turn my cameras on. Let me just check really quick. I know I did, but I just have to visually do it.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'm going to be anxious for like.
Yes, please.
Hour. Recording. Recording.
Okay.
Recording.
Check.
Okay.
Check.
We all have it.
Okay.
We are recording.
That's okay. You're going to see me every 20 minutes making sure my camera's in focus. Like, just let me just double check that real quick. That's what I'm insecure about always.
Well, it's because going back to my mattitude, now I'm insecure that I'm doing something wrong after I had to troubleshoot this whole setup.
Yes. Baby.
Baby. And that's the thing, too. This is a part B to my mattitude that I'm going to add in real quick. Part B.
There are layers.
Is that my husband will say, all right, it's all set up for you. Turns out, no, it wasn't all set up for me. There was three things missing. Mm-hmm. The memory card was missing. This little thing wasn't plugged in and that little thing wasn't plugged in. But you going to get mad at me because I couldn't figure that out for myself? I'm sorry. I was believing you when you said you plugged it all in and it's all ready to go. My apologies. That's part B of my mattitude.
I love it. It's true.
All right. Back to you. Let's get into your mattitudes.
Okay.
Do you have any mattitudes?
I do.
What is it?
Okay. My first mattitude is the audacity of strangers.
Okay.
I have a story.
Oh.
Oh my God. Tell us.
Did you see my story about the story on Halloween?
I didn't see your story about the story. Tell me about the story.
I'm so glad I'm telling you this for the first time.
Tell us all the stories.
Okay. The audacity of strangers. Uh-huh. It just never ceases to amaze me. We were trick-or-treating on Halloween in the rain.
Good for you guys.
I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old. So we're
adorable.
Walking around. This
what were they? Real quick. I got to visualize this.
5-year-old was, oh gosh, what? Oh, he was a shark.
Cute.
It was actually a really easy, cute costume from Amazon. And then my 3-year-old spicy child was a ballerina. She did wear the real ballerina outfit for actual Halloween. She wouldn't the day before.
Okay, good.
For like trunk or treat.
Okay, good.
The fall festival, Danielle. with church. But no, okay, so we're walking around. Uh-huh. We're trick or treating in the neighborhood that's like across from our neighborhood. So not ours, but like our neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we walk up to a house and a man comes to the door and his dog trots up to the door.
Okay.
And his dog is a specific breed of dog that I, of course, know what it is. I'm a vet.
Sure.
And our neighbors have this dog. And in America, a lot of people call this breed a cane corso. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So a cane corso walks up. And I turn to my son and I'm like, oh, look, it's a cane corso, like early our neighbor. And the man goes, oh, no, it is a cane corso. And I was like, taken aback. He was very aggressive about it. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You can say it either way. And he was like, no, you cannot. It's Italian. This is an Italian dog breed. And you have to say it cane corso. And I just.
First of all. Sir.
Yeah.
If you are out here saying Parmigiano Reggiano.
That's what I said.
All
ricotta.
If you are ricottaing us in cacciatella. I will punch you.
So Ryan was standing there when this conversation started. He like slinked away because he was like, oh, Lord, Molly's going to punch somebody on Halloween. Uh-huh. And I just kind of stared at him for it. There was like, I left an awkward silence for a second. Like, oh, maybe he's going to have some self-awareness and be like, oh, my gosh, why am I
getting worked up about this?
Your kids are so cute. Happy Halloween. No, no. Mm-mm. So he just like stares me down. So finally, I just said, okay, well, I'm a veterinarian, and I know both ways to say it. You can definitely say it both ways. He was like, I don't care what you are. That's not how you say it. So I was just like, okay, happy Halloween. We're going to go now.
Okay, happy Halloween.
Yes, that's what I should have said. So many things I wish I had said. But
happy
Halloween.
Grazie for the candies.
But it just goes to show people
Condies.
People are who they are because I did talk about this in my story on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And like five people who live in his neighborhood who I are also strangers to me message me and they're like, I know exactly who you're talking about. That tracks is basically what they
said. That's so interesting that, you know, there's certain people that would be in this situation and just go, that's how most people say it. I say it like this, but I'm going to keep it internal in my brain.
Not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's dudes like him that are like,
not him.
Actually, no, it's a cane.
It's a cane corso. Yeah. Yeah. Like what? My kids are standing there like, can I just have some candy?
Yeah. I also think it's funny. It tells me a little bit more too about Molly that when he corrected you that you just went, okay, yeah, let's engage.
Oh, totally. Okay, bro.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let me tell you what I do as well.
Yeah.
When you also could have been like, okay.
Sorry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a whole internal conversation when he first said it. I was like, you know, don't be a tool bag. Don't pull that I'm a vet card. You don't need to tell him that. Just say like, okay, kind of like you said. But then he doubled down. Yeah. So I had to tell him.
Yeah.
But obviously, I did not. He didn't care. Cane corso.
That's interesting.
But you can say it either way.
Okay. And sidebar here. Now that you're a social media person, do you find it weird that when you realize your neighbors follow you and you don't quite know them, but then like you get a message or something and you're like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I let the world watch me.
Yeah. And they can watch me in real life, too, now.
Yeah.
Because they know where I live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I also forget that sometimes. Like, I just post willy-nilly out here on my Instagram stories, just like, here's this, here's whatever, here's my pimple today, here's this, here's, like, you know, this is what I look like, and I'm a mess, and anything. And I remember one time I was walking down the street. I saw a neighbor. We're chit-chatting. I don't know what I said. Something about maybe where I was last weekend or something, like, oh yeah, I was just in, you know, Cleveland. And she was like, oh yeah, I saw Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, oh yeah, I forgot. I tell the world, but in my brain, the world is people out there that I have no, like, they're not right across the street from me. Like, I forget that the person right across the street from me mm-hmm. can also be watching everything that I'm putting out there. Mm-hmm. I forget that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing.
I wonder if Mr. Connie Corso follows you.
Oh, I really hope so. Well, I also know that he's new to town. Like, he just moved here.
From Italy?
No, not from Italy. From California.
Oh, no.
Shocker.
Oh, he's one of me? Oh,
no. Yes. But that's okay. I don't. It's fine. But he, I don't. I'm wondering if he has a vet yet. So I'm waiting to walk in an exam room.
Yeah.
And it's ooh. Him Corso. With his Cane Corso. Welcome to Tennessee.
Oh my God! And you have to put your accent on, yeah. like real thick.
Oh, I can do
extra
that.
Extra thick. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. if he like insists that you say Cane Corso, you still have to say it with your southern accent.
Oh, let me try again. A Cane Corso. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's right. A Cane. A Cane Corso.
Yes, that's oh my plan.
That's a good one. That's a good attitude. What else you got?
Oh, okay. My other attitude is the sheer effort and turmoil it takes and requires to load my family in the car.
There it is.
There it is. I
talk about it.
If you don't have kids,
yeah,
and you want to drive somewhere, yeah, you just get in the car.
Yeah,
that I forget how nice that was.
Yeah,
but when you have children mm-hmm. and a dog and chickens in your yard mm-hmm. and a husband, mm-hmm. and it's time to leave, uh-huh. all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
Every time. What? Why?
Yep.
My kids could be like perfect angels one day. That doesn't happen a lot, but uh-huh. they could be. And okay, we're dressed. We did that without weeping and gnashing of teeth. But now we have to get in the car. Mm-hmm. That's going to change.
Yeah.
Someone's going to melt down.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's probably your husband.
Maybe. Someone's going to have to go to the bathroom at
that's
the last
for
second.
Sure my husband.
Yeah. Someone's got to go. Oh, look, there's chickens in our yard. Like, that's new.
Yeah.
I got to go feed them something. No, you don't. We have to go. We have to go.
Yeah. I feel like, and I only have one child, but it still is the same. When you have a child you're getting ready to go and multiple adults, mm-hmm. it's like multiple children. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure everybody, and as much as I'm like, all right, we're leaving in 10 minutes, for some reason, it's always at the last second that everybody's like, where's my this? Where's my that? Where's my... And I'm a part of it. I'm a part of where's my this? Where's my mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, how is it that we all are, where's my this? Where's my that? I got to go to the bathroom. I got to put my shoes on. Did you get this? Did you...
Yeah.
Every mm-hmm. time. There's no peaceful leaving the house.
Never.
It's a to-do.
I am really wondering when that might happen. Like, how old do my kids have to be for that to happen? Maybe never.
I'm going to go with never.
Yeah. I think that's a safe guess. We live 45 seconds from where we go worship at church. Uh-huh. We're late every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like.
I yeah. hear you.
Yeah. That's a thing. It's a thing.
That's yeah. a good one.
I mean, I'm by myself, but I think about every time I go home for the holidays and everybody's over there. And I know my mom always like lies. She'll be like, we need to be in the car by 7, but really she means 7:15 because she knows yeah. it's going to take mm-hmm. that long for everybody to get. Yep. And then here's the thing. My mom, she'll leave you. She will leave uh-huh. if you're not in the car when she says to be in the car.
I threaten that a lot. I should follow through sometime.
Yeah. My mom followed through one morning to school, left my sister on the front porch.
Love it.
All she did was she just circled the block. Yeah. She came back and got her.
But I love it.
Sister was never late again.
That's great.
I don't know that my kids would care, though, is the problem.
They'd be like, bye, Mom.
Yeah. See you later.
I will tell Manny, did you go to the bathroom yet? And he'd be like, I don't need to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, but you will mm-hmm. as soon as I say it's time to go. You're going to say, oh, wait, I think I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So why don't you go sit down now? Mm-hmm. And just start trying. Just sit there and just give it a good heave-ho. Just go ahead and sit there See, maybe you needed to warm up or something. Like, why don't you go ahead and start? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, he's going to wait until we're all in the car and then be like, hold on, I think I go to the bathroom real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yep. Perfect. Okay.
Your husband does that too?
Yeah. It happens sometimes.
Is it? I wonder if it's like a, is it a man thing? Men, chime in. Is this a dude thing? Do you guys always have to go to the bathroom right before you leave the house? Or is that just our husband's coincidence?
I think it's like a, I don't know. But yeah, I bet they do. I think it's like a checklist thing. Like, oh yeah.
Like an internal one. Like they're not planning out. They're like, oh wait, I think I might go.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Danielle, does your dad ever do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sorry, Dad. He, but here's the thing is like, he'll be in the bathroom for like 30 minutes. And my mom's hello, we need to leave. And I'll come in, like every time I'm home, I'll come home and I'm like, oh, I thought we were leaving. Like, cause my mom's still in the living room. And I'm like, I thought we were going. And she'll just go, your father is in the bathroom. So you might as well pull up a chair.
That's a good dad stereotype, but not stereotype, or like stereotypes exist for a reason type situation, mm-hmm. that dads mm-hmm. be on the toilet for like a long time. Like since we were kids, always knew if dad went to the bathroom, he was going to be a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's before phones. That's like magazines and like newspapers and things like that.
Do you think it's just like passed down generation to generation? That's what my dad did. I'm supposed to be in the bathroom for a long time.
I don't know. I've seen like videos that comment on it that they're like, oh, they're trying to escape from us. Like this is their 30 minutes of peace.
See, but here's the thing though, is I'm like, but I was in my room and my mom was on the couch doing her thing. I was like, who are you trying to escape from? Yourself? What's going on?
Right.
There it is. What? There it is.
Yeah.
And this is a generational thing, I think. It's passed
down. It
might
be. We need to break these generational curses. You know what I mean?
These family traumas. We need to stop them
right now. It ends here.
Yeah.
It ends. It ends with us.
As for me and my house, we will not poop before we leave the door.
Okay, I'm going to teach
myself. We'll do that in a public space.
You can poop in 10 minutes. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
Or less.
That's right.
Just start setting timers in the bathroom. Like, you set your door to just fully open after 10 minutes. Like, out.
Do you have a bathroom in your room or do you have to leave?
We have a bathroom in our room. I mean, attached to our room.
Yeah.
We have a potty room.
A potty room?
A toilet room. Yeah, like a door. Like the.
Oh, yeah. Do you close off
bathroom,
the toilet?
You can close the door.
Okay, see, that's your toilet. That's room. The thing. That's the thing. Is that's key when you live with someone.
Mm.
When you live with your partner. If you are sharing this bathroom, but it's just a regular bathroom where the toilet is right there next to the sink, and you got to multitask here, you got to get ready.
Yeah.
That's tough, right? But when you can close the door and be like, okay, you could still brush your teeth while I'm over here doing my do, then that's great. But I'm going to be real honest and real vulnerable. Everyone watching, all my neighbors across the street, everybody watching.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't even shut the door.
Yeah, we're just. I was gonna say, or you're just really comfortable with each other,
and then we don't even shut the door. And then at one point, I'll be like, "Don't look this way." I'll be like, "Don't look at me."
Yeah, and then when you have kids and they're running around,
oh yeah,
everyone's you pooping in there, Mom? Are you pooping? Molly, are you pooping or what? Yeah. Are you coming back?
Yeah.
No comment. The door shut. Just assume. Leave me alone.
Just assume. Now, Rosie's not there yet, like with her words, but she does understand. She is like watching like routines and rhythms and things happen. And so now sometimes, because I'll tell her when I leave, like she'll start crying if I like walk away and I'll be like, I'm going potty. Mommy has to go potty. I'm going pee pee. And I tell her when I walk away. And so now there's times when I'm walking to the bathroom and she's in the high chair and she'll be like, pee pee, pee pee.
Yep.
And then, yep, I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Mine always ask, which one are you doing?
Which one are you doing?
And Hadley, I think my 3-year-old, I've taught this to her. Yeah. Like, when they first start using the potty, it's like, yeah. Oh, it's so cute. Good job. So I would while she's on the potty, good job. Like, you know, reinforce, love on her a little bit. So if she knows I'm using the bathroom, mm-hmm. she'll come in there. Oh, mommy, good job. Oh. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Please leave now, but thank you.
So cute.
She'll caress my face. Good job, mommy. Oh. I'm so proud of you. Thank you.
I love that. I cannot wait for Rosie to do that to me.
Yeah. She's little girls, man.
I'll tell you right now. Handed Bible, I'll tell you right now. There's not been one poop that's gone by that Bonzo has done that I have not said, good boy, Sin. Exactly. I good boy all his poops.
You do that.
First, it would just be when you're potty training to go, mm-hmm. and then it's good boy. Mm-hmm. Here I am 6 years later, however long I've had him, every time he poops, good job, Sin.
It's such a...
Wait, did you say it that time he did it on the stage?
Oh, no.
The one exception.
Then take my hand off the Bible. Yeah. Definitely, that was not a good boy,
the
Sin.
One moment.
That was a moment of... What are you doing? No. That was one of the
ones.
He pooped on stage. Yeah. During sound check. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the show.
Yeah. Wasn't live.
And we caught it on a photo.
Yes.
It just so happens that Mal was taking a photo and he didn't know Bonzo was in the backside squatting. Yeah.
Perfect. It's such a pet mom thing. Uh-huh. It always makes me laugh as a vet because I'll see fat dogs. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh. We gotta cut back on something.
Yeah.
How many treats do they get?
Yeah.
Well, I have to give them a treat every time they go to the bathroom. And they're 10. Why? Why? I'm once they're potty trained, you really don't have to. Some verbal positive reinforcement. That would be a great alternative. But
verbal affirmation.
You're I have to. It's so funny.
Also, I'll tell you this one too. This is one thing I do with Bonzo when he poos. Which I'm loving this poo sidebar, by the way, everyone. This is fantastic.
This is on brand with a veterinarian.
Listen. So you know how they say, sometimes if you're going to the bathroom, your dog will come and, stand guard for you. Mm-hmm. And it's, mm-hmm. That instinctual thing of, they're watching your back while you go, mm-hmm. you know, because that's, their pride, their pack thing. Mm-hmm. There'll be times outside when I'm taking Bonzo and he squats to go poo, I'll be like, I got your back, son. I tell him verbally, I'd be like, I got your back, son. And I even, I swivel it. I start looking left and right, make sure there's no Yodis coming up behind us. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I got your back, son. Don't you worry. And then I just get real mad at coyotes. There was a coyote howling yesterday morning, doing its yip, yip, yip bark. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, see, to an untrained ear, that would sound like a dog barking. But I'm like, that is not a dog barking.
I know.
That is a coyote taking roll call, trying to see who out here. You know what I mean? He was giving them yip, yip, yips. Mm-hmm. And Bonzo, we were sitting on the porch swing, and it was 6 something in the morning, and I'm doing my journaling, drinking my coffee, and have Bonzo right there, and then this coyote start trying to ruin my Zen meditation vibe, and this is me gratitude journaling, and I'm talking about all my good memories of my grandpa, and I'm just getting it all out. I got my warm coffee here. I got my son just all cuddled up, and then I hear this yip, 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 and I go, son, I will take this pen and I will stab a coyote, son. I will get that coyote, son. Don't even worry. I got your back, son. And then my gratitude journaling time turned into this real, I will annihilate their coyote.
Yes, that's Mama Bear.
Yeah, it came out. Bear came out. Ooh.
Dog Mama Bear. That might be stronger.
Molly, here in Fungela, we talk about gratitude, things that we're grateful for.
Yes.
I would like to know, in your life, whether it be something that happened yesterday, something that happened when you were 3 years old, something that happened in your college years, what is something that you are grateful for?
Yeah. So, I have been thinking a lot about this, and I have been watching the Menendez brothers.
We are grateful for the Menendez brothers.
Documentary. I am, but that's not my gratitude. This is going somewhere.
Okay.
And I have felt really grateful for my childhood while watching that show because
like grateful that you didn't have that.
That it wasn't like that.
Right.
If all that is true, that is so awful. Terrible. Like unimaginable. Mm-hmm. And so it was just making me think, like, there's so many people that have really hard childhood lives and traumas and wounds. And, you know, we all could go to therapy for something that happened in our childhood. But mine was like very wonderful and magical and great. And I appreciate that. And
what were some of your favorite parts of your childhood?
One of my favorite parts of my childhood is that my grandparents, I had grandparents on both sides who we were close with and could see a lot. And so I was so thankful for that.
And, are they still with us?
So three of the four, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. And my husband was blessed with the same thing, and he has three also to still. But my mom's parents lived on a really big cattle farm about like 25 minutes down the road from my parents. And so I grew up there a lot.
Wow.
And that was, truly like so magical and wonderful. And my granddaddy, who isn't with us, he was just like this just adorable man who like loved his grandkids so much. Like he just wanted to be with us. And every time we went, there was a little, it's in the boonies south of here and in a little town called Santa Fe. You say Fee, not Faye.
Okay.
If you ever visit there, don't offend the locals and say Santa Fe. It's Santa Fe. But tiny little place, and there's this little general store, and every time we came, he would take us and let us go pick out some candy.
Aww.
And like probably let us drive down the road.
Right. Yeah, boonies. Of course.
And I learned how to drive a stick shift truck that had no reverse when I was like seven on the farm.
I love that.
We called it Old Stogie. It was like cigar brown. Yeah. So he called it Old Stogie.
That's so special.
So yeah, like that's one of my favorite. That's the first thing I think of about my childhood. Just getting that. Mm.
That's really special.
And cousins all around there too.
You know, did you have a big family?
I have two sisters, and then we have, not huge, but we have several cousins on both sides, and most everybody lives here. So we would see cousins and extended family all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really special.
Yeah.
I feel like my childhood, I can tell you such beautiful things that I remember of my childhood that I love so much, or I can choose to focus on the traumatic things and the hard parts, and it depends on which conversation we're trying to have. You know what I mean? Like I can tap in to either one.
Sure.
And I feel like our childhoods are so important to who we become later on. But then also when you have children, that's the thing, is I grew up with so many cousins and so many family members, but I don't plan to have more kids. So it's like my sister only has one, and I'm like, man, she's not going to have the childhood that I had. Like the good parts that I think about. Yeah. Like I think about all the cousins, we're all running around, we're all playing.
Yeah.
And then we moved away too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I wonder, like her childhood's going to be completely different from mine, but still so fun. Like we're going to go on a bus tour next year, and she'll be able to, I don't know that she'll remember because she'll be two, but you know, later on when she's older, we can look at pictures, and I'm sure I'll do another bus tour in a few years from now. But she'll be able to look back and be like, whoa, I got to travel the country on a bus and go to like different cities and like experience different things. And I think that'll be, that's something I never experienced. Mm-hmm. She's already been on, I don't know how many flights. And I think I didn't take my first flight till I don't know how old I was. But like she's already, I wish she could get rewards miles because that would be nice.
Can she not?
Yeah. So it's so interesting, though, how different childhoods shape us. And honestly, whatever you focus on about your childhood can really help shape or reshape your life. Mm-hmm. And, that's, coming from therapy and things that you do, you go back into your trauma and you heal certain things. And then you're like, oh, you know what? And like a good example of that is just talking about in my therapy, I mentioned on a recent episode that, I would always blame everything on my dad, like my anger, my rage, my, short temper, my inability to process my emotions. Like, I would blame everything on my dad and my relationship with my dad. And then through therapy, learning to humanize my dad and then have certain conversations with my dad, that now I look at situations differently. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I can start rewiring things within myself. But I've told myself certain stories based on my childhood because I've leaned this way.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can start leaning a little bit this way in my healing and go, actually, you know what?
Yeah.
I loved my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my parents got divorced when I was 8. And yeah, it was traumatic. And yeah, we stayed in motels and it was whatever. But I loved my childhood.
I think it helps being a parent too, because it does humanize your parents more, because you realize, like, oh gosh, they were 30 and 35, yeah, 40, whatever, trying to figure it out too, like, yeah, I am.
Exactly.
And I think you can make, like you were saying about, all Rosie's not going to have all those cousins, but you can also make community that it doesn't have, yeah, to be related to her.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with like 3 or 4 families that were my parents' friends. They all had kids at the same time.
And that's your cousins.
Yeah. We called it our super family. We literally called ourselves super fam. Like, we're going to go eat with super fam tonight.
Oh yeah.
So you can create that too.
Rosie has tons of, yeah, cousins, mm-hmm, and aunts and uncles. She has tons of those, which that'll be, you know, like, yeah, her family, mm-hmm, growing up. Mm-hmm. What's something else you're grateful for?
I was also thinking, this seems basic, but just how grateful I am for my job, for my career.
Which one?
My OG career, which is being a veterinarian. It is.
How long have you been a vet?
Almost 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've always wanted to be one. So it was like.
Since you were on the cattle farm?
Yes. And that had a lot to do with it. Because, mm-hmm, I just loved it. There were dogs and cats and cows and goats and all the things. But I love my job, and it is a job, but it's not a job. Like, mm-hmm, it's my profession, and it's fulfilling, and,
yeah,
you know, my calling, like people say. But yeah, I just love it and all that it means. And it's hard, but
yeah,
but it's good. It's I learn a lot from the hard parts of my job. So,
do you think, because you love your job so much, but also social media is like something that's like booming for you, like if social media were to take off and all of a sudden you have like millions of followers and like, you know, all these brands want to work with you and you don't need to go into the office every, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever it is your schedule is, would you still do it?
Yeah.
You would?
People have asked me that, like, oh, are you gonna quit your job eventually? I'm like, no, I would be so sad to not practice medicine. And you know, my platform is that I'm a vet. And so, yeah, a lot of my content comes from my experience working as a vet. So I kind, mm-hmm, of like need to do it for that.
Yeah.
But no, like if I won the lottery tomorrow and had no need to go to a job and make money, I would still want to go be a vet. Maybe less days a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I love it. Like, I thoroughly enjoy 95% of my job.
That's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I was just asking myself this question this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I won the lottery, if I won like $1 billion, I would quit everything. Everything's canceled. I'm doing nothing for the rest of my life. And then like a few breaths later, I was like, but then I get bored. And then, yeah, I really like, I enjoy making people laugh. I enjoy that. And I was like joking with myself and I'm like, see, that's why I haven't won the lottery, because Lord knows he needs me out there telling jokes, making people laugh, because I'm part of medicine. Like, I get to be medicine. We both work in medicine. You work in medicine. I work in medicine. I bring joy to people as medicine. And Lord knows if I were to win that $1 billion that I'm taking myself off the market. You know what? We just out of stock. No more of this medicine. I'm sorry. So he's like, no, you ain't going to win the lottery. I'm going to need you out there on the road.
Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. But no, I would, I don't, I wouldn't quit everything like I jokingly say, but I would definitely pull back. I would do it when I want to,
mm-hmm,
not when I feel like I have to,
mm-hmm,
not because I'm trying to provide for my family. So I have to make sure I'm doing this, this, and this, and this, and this, and I would definitely ease back, mm-hmm, and just pop-up show. Mm-hmm. Guess what, guys? You haven't seen me in a while, yeah. And I'm doing, you know, a mini tour.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, I'd love it. Just, like, stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is that?
That would be fun. I love that.
I've loved everything I've ever done, though. I waited tables for 10 years at Carrabba's. This is a funny thing.
Carrabba's?
Carrabba's.
No. Do they sell Italian. Carne? Carne Corso.
The Carne Corso special.
I've never been to Carrabba's, ever.
What? We're going.
I've never been to I'm an Olive Garden girl. Do they have Olive Garden out here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
There's one in Cool Springs in Franklin.
Is Carrabba and Olive Garden samesies?
No, Carrabba's a step above Olive Garden.
Really? I don't know anything about Carrabba's. I've never been.
Stop. We have to go.
You never been, Danielle?
What?
Oh, all right. We were Olive Garden or a Maggiano's family ourselves.
Ooh, Maggiano, you are fancy. Yeah.
I would say Carrabba's is somewhere between Olive Garden and Maggiano's because okay. We have Maggiano's too, but closer to Maggiano's.
Okay, so you waited tables for 10 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And you loved it?
Loved it. Do you know I have dreams about waiting tables still?
Really?
Yes. And I wake up and I'm like, I miss that. Wish I could just like go work a shift
sometime.
What
did you love about it?
I think some of it's the same reason I love veterinary medicine, because I'm really good at like reading people and like, you know, meeting people where they're at, like talking to them and figuring out like, how am I going to get a good tip from this person, you know?
Yeah.
But I just love people. I'm very social. So I just loved like coworkers, like the social part of working in a restaurant. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Like, the restaurant world is server world is a thing. And then just the customers. I loved it. I got to meet people all the time. And in Franklin, we had like fun customers that were regulars. Mm-hmm. George Jones, the country music singer, he got to go once a week every week and ate in the restaurant once a week every week. So everybody
knew
took
George.
Care of George. Yeah.
That is so interesting. I also waited tables for many years and I didn't love it. And I think this is what I'm coming to you guys. I don't like work. I think I just don't like having to do something, even if it's something I love and I'm having a good time doing it. The fact that I have to do it, I'm like, ugh, I don't like it now.
That's what it is. It's because you have to.
I don't like work is what it is. I waited tables and.
Where?
Pick a restaurant. I probably worked there.
Okay. Multiple.
Except for Carrabba's. I've never been there.
Not Carrabba's.
No, I waited tables at a bunch of restaurants. I used to work to-go orders at the Outback.
I did that first at Carrabba's. Well, second. I was a hostess first.
Okay. I was straight to-go orders.
Did you know that Outback and Carrabba's are the same company? Mm-hmm. OSI.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
And Bonefish.
I just ate at Bonefish the other day.
What'd you think?
I only got a couple appetizers, but I wish I tried a full meal because we were running late to a movie. So I was like, I'll just grab a couple appetizers.
Did you get the bang shrimp?
I did.
Were you underwhelmed?
I was underwhelmed.
It has changed.
Okay.
It used to be so good.
It used to be bang, bang.
It was
bang,
bang.
But now it's just bang, bang.
Now it's like,
Okay. Well, yeah, I was underwhelmed. I worked at sports bars. I've worked at pizza place. I worked at a steakhouse, not the Outback, a different steakhouse. I worked so many different restaurants. I was awful. I was a terrible, terrible waitress. I would get orders wrong. I would forget things. The only reason why I got tips is because I was funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you make them laugh?
That's it. Mm. I just made people laugh.
See?
I was a personality. They're like, she sucks. She got everything wrong, but she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was charming. I make everybody fall in love with me. Husband, the wife, everybody, the kids, everybody loved me. I just wanted to be loved. I didn't care.
Was this the beginning of your comedy career? Waiting tables?
No, the beginning of my comedy career was my very first job. I worked at a theme park. It was called Paramount's Great America. Now it's called something else Great America. And I think it's actually closing down. But I grew up there going as a child. And that was my first job, 14 years old. I had a work permit. And I got to work in the stores, in the restaurants, and at the games. I wasn't allowed to work the rides because I wasn't old enough to work the rides. So I worked the games.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the games I would do was the big scale, and you had to guess people's weight. And you also guess the month they were born.
Mm.
people would always ask, like, is there some sort of like cheat code? Like, how do you do it? And it really is, you just guess. Like, that's all it is. But it's all personality, because I would be on the little microphone and anybody walking by, I would try to get them to stop and come and play my game. So I'm just like riffing with people as they're walking by, just improvising, just calling people out by what they're wearing, like not roasting them, but almost like flirting and being like, hey, dude in the hat, how you doing? Come over here, play. Do they know I'm 14 years old? No, they don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm just out here like being charming, funny, talking to people. People would come over, play my game. I would always get it right. And people were like, how are you getting it right? Like, how do you know this? And I think that's like a whole different gift that I have, a different intuitive gift that I have. But that was my first introduction to stand-up comedy, and I didn't know I was doing stand-up comedy. I was on a microphone and I was being funny, talking to people.
You were like,
as they
doing
were walking
crowd
by.
Work.
I was doing crowd work, yeah. And I had no idea that that's what I was doing at 14 years old.
You probably weren't even like tall enough to ride the rides when you were
14. There was definitely certain rides that I was like, can't work it or ride it. Dang it.
Was that in your book? I don't remember that.
I probably did. Here's the thing. I wrote a lot of stuff for my book and then things got edited out. So I always forget which stories made it and which ones didn't.
I don't think it's in there. I don't remember it.
Okay, so here's another thing. I don't remember that either. It's not in there?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Gotta write another
one. It would have to be. Are you sure?
I am pretty sure it's not in
there. Dang. I know I've told this story before. I wonder where I told it. But we're actually going through this right now with one of my hour specials. There's a joke that I wrote about my grandpa. And I was like, oh, I'm going to find that joke so I can clip it out. And then I'll do like a behind the joke about it. And I went to the special and I can't find it. And I was like, I know it was in this hour. I know I wrote it in this hour and it's not there. And I was like, oh, I wonder if it got cut.
Yeah, so it's in the raw footage.
In
somewhere.
My brain, I wrote the joke and I performed the joke. But it's on the cutting room floor somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder. So we're currently trying to like figure that out. Like, is there a copy of it somewhere? Like, I know I wrote a joke about my grandpa. It just apparently didn't make my special. I thought it did. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Waiting tables. That brings back
a
lot of memories.
That was a tangent. I think I did that.
Well, yeah, you had joy in.
Oh, I said I like everything I've done. Yeah. Waiting tables.
This just popped into my brain when I was a cocktail waitress and a hostess at this bar. It was a billiard. And during the day, you could come play pool, order food. They had like a full restaurant. And at night, it turned into a nightclub and a billiard.
After dark.
Yeah. And I was the billiard hostess. And people would try to bribe you to get up on the waiting list to be like next in line. Did I take the bribes? I did. I took the bribes. I was like, sir, what are you doing with this $20? No, follow me this way.
No, I can't take that.
Did you take them and then also follow through?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, sir, I cannot be bought. What was your name?
I can just see this. Like, I'm picturing this. You're like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I took the bribes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't blame you.
That's why I'm not in politics. Okay, what else? What else are you grateful for, Molly Brinkman?
My chickens.
Talk about the chickens.
We need to talk about the chickens.
Talk about the one time Rosie grabbed your chicken's face accidentally. I was like, oh my God, it happened so fast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you know, that's how you, chickens.
Oh no. Oh yeah,
Twister.
Thank God she just grabbed its beak and I was like, no.
She was just a little baby child. She couldn't have done that.
Yeah, she was widow.
She didn't know. I have chickens. I have, Ange knows this. She loves my chickens. There are 5 of them. We had 6, 1 RIP, but
I'm a very good chicken Thea.
Yes, you are.
I save my my scraps. Yes. I bring them scraps and watermelon and the chickens love me. I'm a very good chicken Thea.
They come running when they see you. Yeah. They probably would because they come running.
I'll be honest, chicken Thea sounds delicious. I don't know if I'm hungry or what, but I was like, I'm a good chicken Thea. What is that? I would like that.
Just a tinga, maybe.
I think it's a it sounds like chicken tinga.
Yeah, that must be what it is.
I have chickens. They have names. They live in
which one passed away?
Greta.
Oh,
it was at the beginning. So
what happened?
We don't know. Something got her.
Oh, she was gone.
Well,
she was there.
Part of her was left.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. We were out of town. It was very sad.
Oh, no. You got one of those wildlife cameras?
Yeah. We got a Smart Coop, which is this really cool company, and they make these chicken coops for like more urban, suburban people who want to have chickens.
Yeah.
And they have cameras in the coop and cameras in the...
No way.
Yeah, in the run. So it's like a totally enclosed...
It's like their own Ring doorbell.
It is, because it will alert me.
A chicken Ring?
Yes. It'll say predator alert. Like, ding my phone.
Oh.
Like, it'll... It's.
You've actually... had that before? And what was the predator?
Oh, like Ryan. But it's something big that's not a chicken, right? Or my son. Yeah. Ryan, get out of the chicken coop. But it's really cool. It identifies. It knows my chickens. Like, they have their name. Like, it'll
no
say
way.
Like, Lucy is in the coop.
Lucy out here being Lucy again.
Yeah, it does. It knows my chickens.
So cool.
It is cool. And I
want chickens.
Right. I can talk to my chickens. It's a two way, like a baby monitor.
And do they look
pretty? Yeah. And now they know my voice.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
It is cute.
Smart. So there's chicken inside. I would love to see inside.
Yeah, I'll have to show you.
Show it to me.
Yeah, so there's a camera inside. There's two cameras.
Uh-huh.
One inside, because they have, it is very smart, the like inner coop, the sanctuary, which is where they sleep and where they lay their eggs. And so there's like a door on the side I can open, like a big door.
Uh-huh.
And there's a camera in there, and then there's the smart door, and it opens when the sun comes up, when the light hits it, and then at dusk it back down.
Wow.
Yeah. So it locks them in so they're safe, but then that's inside like a whole run. So it's enclosed.
That's so cool.
That's metal, so they can't get eaten.
And this is where my brain went right now.
I saw it go somewhere.
As you're telling me the story, I was like, how does it operate? Is that Wi-Fi? Bluetooth? Oh,
no,
man.
How do I know?
Wi-Fi Bluetooth in the chickens? Now her eggs have Wi-Fi Bluetooth?
5G.
Okay.
5G chicken
eggs. I went
eggs.
Down a whole...
Oh, no.
A whole TikTok rabbit hole
please,
about your chicken.
Please.
We're cutting this out. There will be rumors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, there is Bluetooth and Wi-Fi in there.
That is so interesting.
It's battery. You have to charge them, but they last for like weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's Bluetooth, Wi-Fi. Everything.
Everything, yeah. Everything. Can't avoid it unless you go off the grid.
Right.
Don't do that.
Who's doing that?
Not me.
Not me either. Everything's Bluetooth Wi-Fi.
We're all part Bluetooth Wi-Fi.
Correct. Yeah. I think you're right.
My ring that I'm wearing right now, I sleep with it every night. It's on my hand all day long. Like,
isn't it wild?
It is.
Like, when we were kids, none of that was a thing.
I know.
I remember when texting started.
Yeah. I mean, go back to paging. Wait, how old are you?
37.
Oh, okay. You're too young.
Yeah, we didn't really page. Yeah.
No,
but see, like, okay, 5 years?
Yeah.
Totally different devices.
Uh-huh. So, wait.
I had a BlackBerry in college.
Okay. I had a BlackBerry, too. I was, like, anti-iPhone. I was like, no, you can't feel the buttons when you type. I'm not going to do it.
You had that Motorola flip phone, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I had that. I had my pager. I had, did you have an AOL screen name, or is that your
Molly Moo 87 also.
Oh, on your AOL.
Oh, apparently that like was- AIM?
Yeah, yeah, AIM. Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
AIM was wild.
So fun.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Because, like, anyone could talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Snapchat, but
no. That's how we got that show To Catch a Predator, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Start with AIM.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man.
What were we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. This is the best
Bluetooth
part.
Chickens.
Oh, how chickens, Bluetooth.
Your chickens, your
I did
for.
It again. It's
we're
wild.
All part Bluetooth.
I love it.
How far we've come.
This is my favorite part.
Mm-hmm.
Tangents are the best.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
So your chickens, how many do you have now? Five. You have five left.
Mm-hmm.
What are their names?
Lucy and Ethel.
Love.
Perfect.
Ob.
Stella.
Perfect.
Stella.
Perfect.
And Gertie and Pearl.
Gertie's my favorite.
Yeah.
Cute.
She's the little one.
Is Pearl the oldest? That sounds like an old...
Well,
they're all pretty old
names.
Yeah,
I was going
for
old names.
Yeah.
But Pearl is very old school name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ethel is too.
Like, who's the youngest Pearl you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
name a young Pearl.
I can't think of a young Pearl. My best friend's son is, how old is he? 9? There's a Linda in his class.
Linda?
Yeah.
I like it.
Wow.
Bring back his name.
It's been a while since Linda was.
It feels like a Gary, like naming a kid right now, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, Linda, I'm sure she's adorable. It'd probably be
this
popular.
This is so true. I have a lot of Garys in my family. I got some Lindas, too. But you're right. Like, name a young one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just think about, like, my cousin's name is Evelyn, and I feel like that's kind of a...
It's popular.
Evelyn, old. Evelyn's. Yeah, but anything Ev.
Yeah.
We Evie. Almost named Rosie, fun fact, we almost named Rosie Evelise.
Oh, I like that.
I love that name. It's Manny's niece's name.
Mm.
She's Evelise. She's 22, 23. Oh. She's older. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Manny was like, no, because when I hear Evelise, I think of my niece.
Yeah.
Like, I can't give my daughter that name because my niece already has it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I like that name.
And she would just be so honored to have the same name. Yeah.
But that one got vetoed.
Yeah, it's just like old names. You just think about like a little kid walking around with like Roy. Mm. Hey, Roy.
Roy.
I had an Uncle Roy. Roy. What up, Roy?
That's interesting. Yeah, Roy, Linda, Gary.
Gary. I mean, I guess I could see Gary, Bob.
Well, Bob has to be short
for Robert.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's definitely Roberts because that's a family name. Robert is a family name that Dennis. Somebody's... Yeah, these are like...
It's funny.
Yeah.
But they'll come back. Everything comes back.
Everything comes back.
Like Martha is the
What's
name.
Your full name?
Molly Grace Hayes Brinkman.
Hayes? H-A-Y-E-S? Hayes? Mm-hmm. That's your maiden name?
Yeah. I refuse to get Let rid of my name. So my legal middle name is Grace Hayes.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't hyphen? Like
no. I hyphened.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you did. No, I didn't hyphen, so I just moved Hayes to my middle name.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you're changing your name anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you can just add it into your middle name.
When I called to try to change legally the spelling of my name, legally my name is A-N-G-E-L-A. That's on my birth certificate. Now, I did write this in my book. I know for a fact there was this in my book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the whole story of why I changed the spelling to A-N-J-E-L-A-H. It's a whole thing. Go read my book if you want to know the story. But I tried to change it legally when I got married.
Because
I'm like, well, I'm already changing my last name. Might as well change this. And I remember being on the phone with a lady and being like, okay. And then I would like to change the spelling of my first name. And she goes, you can't do that. And I was like, why not? And she goes... You can't be Tracy all of a sudden and want to be Stephanie. That ain't how it work. And I was all,
the same name. But you can though. People change their names all the time.
That's what she told me. The lady on the phone. It She's like, that's not how it works.
It would be a separate transaction.
Yeah.
For your first name, I guess.
Oh.
She's like, you can't just change your name. You can't be Stacy all of a sudden and you want to be Stephanie. You can't do that. And I was all,
okay, fine.
All right, then just... Hyphenate it, I guess.
She was offended that you asked.
I would like to argue that I think you can, but I think it is a separate process than just getting married and changing your name. I think it's like a whole, because I would like to reference the television series Friends in this moment.
Perfect.
Banana hammock.
Banana hammock.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do that.
I know you can change your name. You can. That wasn't just for show.
Maybe this lady only worked in last names. So
probably you had the wrong department.
Yeah, she was unfamiliar with the rules and regulations of first names.
Unfamiliar. You can also change
or it was like extra paperwork, and she was like, "I'm too busy today. I don't have time for this."
That was her. Then I got to push all these buttons. No, you can have a Coke. That's what that was. That that was that moment in real life.
You got Bonquiqueed.
I am so excited. Bonquiqueed
got Bonquiqueed.
I feel honored.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to do it.
Please don't.
I'm not. Don't worry.
Someone bonquiqueed you.
Yeah, I really did get.
I won't bonquiqueed you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Molly Brinkman.
Yes.
What else are you grateful for? Is there anything else you want to contribute to the pot?
Let me reference.
Yeah. Reference. I love when people bring a list and wrote some things down that they thought about. Like, it's good.
I was going to talk about, like, nonprofit stuff, but that's a whole other can. Do you want to open it?
Yeah, open it.
Okay. I was going to say that I am so thankful to get to be involved in a lot of nonprofit and outreach work because it just brings so much more meaning to life and just getting to do that and help people and get to know people and learn things about other people and who walk different lives than me. And I love that.
Have you always been a nonprofit girl? Like growing up in church and stuff and doing like missions and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I, I like went on the, you know, stereotypical Honduran mission trips when I was.
And now you speak Spanish.
I do. Sí, hablo. So yeah, in like middle school is when I started going to Honduras.
Uh-huh.
On some trips that, like, looking back, I don't know if that really helped anybody.
But you learned
There's
Spanish.
A comedian. I wish I knew his name. He opened for John Christ. This is when I saw him. And he talked about, like, church kids going to Honduras.
Uh-huh.
And how, like, they send you, you send 35 kids, teens from the youth group to, like, build someone's house.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, look around in the U.S. Who's building your house? Like, they don't need you to come build their house.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like, I can just imagine Hondurans like praying at the dinner table. Please send a white American teenager to come build me a house. Like,
that's funny.
And so, anyway, so I like did a couple of those trips originally.
Yeah.
My dad and I actually started doing that together.
Cute. We
both fell in love with it. Like Honduras, the people.
How many times did you go to Honduras?
Oh, man. I've been to Honduras probably 20-something times.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you just kept practicing Spanish?
Yeah. I wanted to learn it because I wanted to keep doing that and be able to speak. And so I took it seriously in school. We had to take it. And so then in high school, I took like advanced Spanish and just kept going. But I didn't really become fluent until I lived there in college for like an extended period of time. And I got plopped onto this ranch and I rode horses and moved cattle on this beautiful ranch in the mountains of Honduras with three old Honduran cowboys who didn't speak a lick of English.
Wow.
And clearly I like to talk.
And that was a mission trip?
It was, I went for like an internship with a mission organization that's there all the time.
So cool.
Yeah. So I lived on their property that was like this ranch. They did agricultural outreach, like taught people around them how to do like drip irrigation and
that's great.
Grow better coffee and like those sorts of things. But then there was an orphanage on the property. And then American groups would come down for like a week at a time and do things in the community. And so I helped manage like the ranch aspect of it, the agricultural stuff, and then like took Americans on trail rides through the ranch, right?
Wow.
So yeah, so I had to, if I wanted to talk to the guys I was working with, I had to get really good at speaking Spanish.
So and you're still fluent?
I mean, technically, I don't get
How did you remain fluent? Because usually people say like once they...
Carrabas.
Working in the kitchen.
I mean, but really, my favorite like Spanish speaking moment was I was at Carrabba's. Yeah. I worked in Franklin, but then when I went to school, I worked at the one in Knoxville.
Okay.
So the guys in the back didn't know me when I started. And so
and you blew their minds.
And I was like this cute little college girl, right? So the guys washing dishes spoke Spanish. And I would like I let it simmer for a couple days.
Yeah,
like
you did.
I'd be back there and they would be like talking about me. I was the new girl, you know. And I like wish I had well then this didn't happen, but someone record this because they were like they were saying some things that were inappropriate.
Oh no, sir.
They were taking it too far.
No, sir.
And I turned around and la, 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 and they were like Because, like, look at me. No one would guess. And, like, I tell people I speak Spanish. And they're like, okay. But then they hear me speak Spanish. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, you can speak Spanish.
Yeah. I love that moment for you. And what they just shut up real quick.
They were like, and, they just, like, acted really awkward. One of them was like, oh, lo siento. Está bien. And then we were friends. We would joke about it later. So I got to practice that way. And now I go to a bilingual church. And so I get to like keep it up. Somewhat.
Do you have Spanish speaking patients? Like obviously the owners and not the actual
clients.
Baxter, you know I don't speak Spanish.
Well, their dogs speak Spanish too. But yes, I have Spanish speaking clients. A lot of them go to church with me. So they know that I.
Oh, cool.
They want to come see me and be their vet. But then like word gets around that there's a vet who speaks Spanish. So I have other clients that come because of that. I probably should like advertise it, but
yeah,
yeah, I should.
Yeah. If you want to get busier, definitely.
Cause I need to be busy. Yeah. So I get to use Spanish at work some, not a ton, but my friends from church, most of them like are trying to learn English. So I make them speak English with me. I mean, because they're like, make me speak English. Don't talk to me in Spanish. So.
Oh my God. I just thought of an idea.
Oh no. Okay.
You have to do a Spanish video for your content because you do all your vet stuff, but you haven't done anything in Spanish yet.
I know. And I've thought about it, but like, it makes me really nervous.
Oh, because you don't want people to say certain things. Well, like that kind of thing. Okay.
And then also like, it's just like imposter syndrome. Like,
oh, sure, sure, sure.
Like native Spanish speakers are going to be like, oh, she pronounced that wrong.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We'll come up with a good idea. Something that's funny and safe.
Yeah, we could. A company did reach out about me doing a campaign for them in Spanish because they have a lot of, I think it was a relief company, and they have a lot of clinics in like South Florida where there's a ton of Spanish speakers where they do it. So like, oh, we want to run a ad in Spanish. They asked my manager, do you have any vets that also speak Spanish?
Yeah.
She's like, actually, I do. You wouldn't expect it's this one. But I don't know what happened. It never happened. Maybe later. I don't know.
I think you should.
Oh, it makes me nervous. Huh.
You speak Spanish.
I know. I need to just be brave and do it.
Yeah. Be brave.
Be brave. Yeah. That's what I tell people. I should apply it to myself.
Soy Dr. Molly.
Well, yeah. That's the other thing. Like when you're a white girl with a white girl name and you're like, hola, soy Doctora Molly.
Soy Doctora Molly Grace.
In Honduras, they gave me a new name because they couldn't say Molly. They were like, Molly? Molly? They like couldn't.
So what was your name?
Maria Elena.
How cute.
I love the name Maria Elena. So
that there was Dr. Maria Elena.
Yeah. See, there you go. They're like, who?
Well, that's like, Ange and I are learning Spanish.
I know. I love it.
On our Duolingo. And I was practicing talking and I was like, I can't say me llamo Daniel. I go, me llamo Daniela. Like, that's just so much better. Right. And that's what they always say anyway. Every time I'm around anybody who speaks Spanish, because I guess Danielle is more like Daniel.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
And they always call her Angela.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Danielle and I are practicing our Spanish. Mm. We're Duolingo friends.
I love it.
Yeah.
We nudge each other on our app because it like says, nudge Danielle. She hasn't done her lesson yet. And there'll be times where I'm like, I don't know if it's going to give her an alert because I know I'm up earlier than she is because of the time change or time difference. And I'll be like, should I nudge her? Is it going to like notify her at her like 4 a.m. that I'm like, girl, practice your Spanish.
It is aggressive. Like, it'll be like, it may only be like 4 p.m. and it's like, time's running out. And I'm like, is it? It's the afternoon. I've got all evening to do my lesson. Duo, calm down.
It really wants you to learn Spanish.
The other day I forgot and I remembered at the last minute when I was in bed and I was like, my eyes were burning so tired. And I was like, no, I can't lose my streak. That was the most I got wrong in any lesson. Like everything was like wrong. When it got to the part where it says, let's correct the ones you missed, it was like almost the whole lesson. And I was like, oh, here we go.
The fitness apps need to take note, like to motivate their users.
Yeah, nobody motivates you like that green little bird.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I wish I would learn faster. I should have learned when I said I was going to learn in my early 20s when my brain was firing on all cylinders. Sure. Yeah. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm 42. I'm forgetting everything, but I am practicing. I'm trying. And I luckily Rosie's nanny speaks to her in Spanish. And so I'm listening and she'll say things and then I'll say what I understood of what she said. And she'll be like, yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, cool. Like I'm starting to understand more, but it's saying it but like actual putting a sentence together, that's where I'm like, I can understand what you're saying, but I can't participate.
Yeah, that's how my dad is, because he's just heard so much Spanish. He understands, but he has a hard time like forming a complete sentence because he's never had any formal training. You should go to language school when you have 6 weeks free.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't have 6 weeks.
When you win the lottery, that's what you can do.
That's what I'll do. I'm going to be fluent when I win the lottery, everybody. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I wanted to go to Mexico, live in Mexico, and learn Spanish. And I had a whole trip planned. It was going to be in November of 2000. I think it was 7. And I had this trip planned. And I was going to go to my mom's best friend's family's house in Tepatitlan, Mexico. And I was going to go spend the month of November there. And that was the year that my career blew up.
Mm.
And I started booking things and I had to cancel my trip.
You didn't have time.
And I couldn't go. And I was like, oh, I can't. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm whatever, whatever. And then I never got to do my Mexico trip.
Here we are.
But I had it planned. I was going to go. And I was like, I'm going to learn Spanish.
The best of intentions.
Best. That is, that should be my next book title. The best of intentions.
I intended to learn Spanish.
Listen, the best of intentions.
It's a good book title.
Yeah, it is a good book title. Mm-hmm. Let's write that down.
Yeah.
Let's write it down. Copyright.
Copyright.
Anytime we say something on this podcast, we're like, ooh, that's a good idea. I'm like, nobody steal it. Copyright. Copyright. Right. Everything copyright.
Verbal NDA. Don't tell anyone.
Yep. Molly, on this podcast, we also play a voicemail message from somebody who has called in to tell us what they're grateful for. And Danielle will pick us a message and play it for us. And for anybody who's listening right now, and you want to be one of these people that we play on the podcast, call us and leave us a message and tell us what you are grateful for. Don't forget to tell us your name, because a lot of times people call and they forget to say their name. Mm-hmm. So tell us your name, where you're from, and what you're grateful for. And if you want to call us, the phone number is
747-300-5380.
Give us a call. I'm really glad that Gabe sang that jingle in a way that makes my jaw want to do this every time. You know what I mean? Like, that is, you can't sing that jingle without going with your jaw.
Because he must be doing
that. That's what I'm saying. So good. All right, Danielle, play us a message.
Okie dokie.
I am grateful. Hi, Angela. My name is Dawn George. I am grateful to be alive right now. I just finished up my last session of chemo,
which
I'm thrilled about, and I'm even just as grateful for my kitty that's been by my side through 3 bouts of cancer. So let's get it. Thank you.
Dawn George. Girl, you did it. You finished. I'm praying for your remish, that it stays that way and you never have to do this chemo ever again, that from here on out, you just ride out like a champion.
Yes.
Thank you for calling and sharing that with us.
Did she say she was thankful for her kitties, her cats? Is that what she said?
That's what I choose to believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah.
I like that option too.
Yeah.
I love that.
Listen, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, it sounds weird. No, maybe she was being funny. I'm just going to only address the first part. But no, she did say kitties. And I love that as well. And you have a dog.
I have a dog. No cats, because Ryan is wildly allergic. But I love cats.
But you love cats.
I would have cats.
I mean, of course, because you work with cats.
Well, yeah, but not all vets like cats.
Is there an animal you don't like?
Yeah, I like snakes, reptiles.
I love snakes.
Oh, no, I don't like snakes. There's some reptiles could like a cutie little chameleon, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or turtle.
Turtle.
Turtles are fun.
Wish they're amphibians.
Get it right, Danielle.
What a the audacity.
Cane Corso, please.
Cane Corso.
Listen, I go to the aquarium sometimes. I know things.
Yeah, no, a cutie little turtle, a little chameleon, little lizard, gecko.
But do you treat those? Like, are you cats and dogs?
I am cats and dogs only now, but I did work at a practice one time, and it was called All Animals, and we would see anything. And so, like, PetSmart,
PetSmart's the worst. Don't do it.
They would like bring sick snakes.
Oh.
See, my like inclination is to run away from a snake, kill it if it's poisonous, if I'm defending someone.
Yeah.
You know, I can't.
I love a good pet snake. Out in the wild, I don't know if you're poisonous, so I'm like, no, I don't want you to.
But
everything comes
snake.
Back to my dog. Everything comes back to, you could attack my dog.
Yeah.
I hate you
right.
just by default.
Yes.
But pet snakes, I love.
You're into
it. Put it on my arm. Let it wrap around me. I love it.
Ooh.
I'm not into that. So yeah, snakes, not a big
What about
answer.
Birds?
I like birds. I don't really know how to take care of them, but I like them.
Some people are really anti-bird.
Yeah, they freak people out.
Isn't that weird?
I think birds are cute.
I love birds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danielle, do you love birds?
I like birds. There's a there's an apartment in my building that has birds, and they're on the balcony in the cage, which feels kind of like, why are you taunting them? Like,
yeah, that's
like,
cruel.
I feel like the cage should at least be inside.
So close.
That's mean. So
they're
close,
like,
yet so
we're
far.
We're outside, but not really.
Aw. Yeah, my cousin Selena hates birds.
Mm.
Cannot stand birds.
Because they're kind of smelly?
No, I think they just creep her out.
And they'll fly around. And is she old enough
to watch
the movie?
Birds as a child.
Oh, maybe.
Was,
I don't know.
Movie?
She's probably like 5 years older than me.
Yeah, I mean, it's older than that, but like, I feel like it's more relevant.
I don't know. She just does not like birds, but I love birds. My sister loves birds.
There's some really cool birds, like African grays. Do you know what that is?
No, my sister probably does.
She does, for sure. They're these gray birds, and they can have the vocabulary of like a second grader or something crazy.
What?
Yeah, they're so smart, and they
I also feel like that's a sign of getting older. So
oh, for
you
sure.
Get excited when you see birds.
My sister has a favorite bird. She'll be like, "Oh, that's a blah 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 blah. That's my favorite bird."
Oh,
I'm like, "Wait, you have a favorite bird?"
Does she bird watch?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay, so we have a we have a few different people that we send bird videos to and stuff. And I'm a part of this group by default just because I'm the connector of the two. So there's one current group on Instagram, which is my manager, Steven, me, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of bird stuff. Mm. Just
the bird channel.
The like the mask you can wear that has like a plate where you can put bird seed in, and it has like a glass thing. So the birds fly onto the plate.
Oh, I've seen this.
And they eat the bird seeds right in your face. So you're literally bird watching
up close.
Yeah. My sister loves hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
We have a hummingbird feeder in our LA house that love to watch the hummingbird, love to show Rosie. She loves watching the hummingbirds. But here, one thing I love about here in Nashville, the songs the bird sings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so, especially when they're all going and they're all different sounds. I'm like, do we live in the rainforest?
It is nice.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's silent and I'm like, where did they go?
Where are the birds?
Mm. Yeah. What is happening?
Yeah. No, I know. We do have a lot of different songbirds here. It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah. I like birds fine.
There's okay, really fine, no, fine. I like them then.
I like fine. There's really nothing I don't like other than like snakes. But I did treat all kinds of things. Kangaroos. I had a lot of kangaroo patients.
There's kangaroos here that are not at the zoo?
In Dixon, Tennessee.
You can have a kangaroo.
Wait, what?
We had a client who had like a petting zoo type situation.
It
wasn't really a petting zoo. It was just like a, she had a lot of.
I feel like we're getting into Tiger King territory.
No large cats, but there were wallabies and kangaroos and llamas and alpacas, cows and horses.
Wow.
I think she had fennec foxes.
There's different types of foxes?
But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lots.
Okay. All right.
Foxes are so cute. They're little and they've got big ears. They're cute.
Cute.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And she had kangaroos and they became giant. She has several kangaroos.
Sure.
And you had to work on them?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, like, there was one. They would pickpocket. If you don't know this, kangaroos, like, will pickpocket.
Thugs.
Uh-huh. They are. It's like. Yeah.
I mean, have you seen some of the pictures? Like, they're so muscular. Like, they'll knock you out.
They'll kill you. Yeah.
They
are dangerous.
Kangaroos.
Yes.
No, some of these kangaroos are attractive. They're just kidding.
They are ripped.
No.
I did not know that's where we were going.
Take that back right now.
I thought she was going to say, you know, lethal,
I
scary.
Was like, she was going to bring in like the WWE.
Oh, hey, kangaroo.
Hey, Joey, you're so
hot.
How
you got them muscles in prison? You was in prison getting them muscles?
Oh, that's That's funny. Well, they probably would be because they will pit pocket you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thug kangaroos.
I would be at this place taking care of like an alpaca or a llama. She had camels too. And they'd be in the same, I know, they'd be in the same field as a kangaroo. I don't know, why am I doing this? But, because they hop. But, so we'd be like out in the field trying to like look at a llama and she'd be like, oh, you know, don't engage with the kangaroos. Like, don't make eye contact. Just,
what the heck?
And just ignore them. But she's like, but they will pickpocket. So like, watch your pockets.
That's wild.
So
is it because they have pockets themselves? Is that why?
Maybe that's a good question. I don't know. I'm sure that's where they put the stuff that they took. But like, one pickpocketed me, and I was like, I didn't feel anything. They're professional.
What did he take?
Like the pins or my, I think the pins out of my pocket, or I had like some kind of instrument in my pocket.
Wow.
And it was like,
that's so funny.
And they know how to be sneaky about it too. That's the
thing. I was unaware.
Wow.
So we were like leaving and I was like, you know, when you're a farm vet, you got pockets full of everything. Sure. So you're like unloading.
Wow.
And I was like, where did that go?
Oh my gosh.
Quick question, bringing it back to your grandpa real quick.
Yeah.
When did your grandpa pass?
Granddaddy died when I lived in Colorado. So
did he get to see you as a vet is what I'm trying to get to.
Yes. Briefly. He was like not very well. By the time I graduated vet school, but he was still very cognitive when he knew I was going to vet school.
Great.
And he was so excited. He did come to my vet school graduation.
That's special.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able to, like, probably not long after that. So, yeah, that was special.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. He was excited about it. And I always told him that's what I'm going to do. So, and I think my vet school application was a lot about granddaddy. Like in the farm. I know.
That's really special.
Yeah.
Molly, this has been a great conversation.
I agree.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let everybody know where they can follow you and watch your funny videos.
Yes. I would love for you to join me over on Instagram or TikTok and Facebook if you dare, but it's all Dr. Molly Says, and we have a lot of fun, and you might learn something about your pets too.
Yes. So Dr. Molly Says, at Dr. Molly Says, and she does, like, you know, informative videos, but she also does very funny breed videos where, like, she becomes the character of each breed, and she is the original breed character personality out there doing very funny videos that if you see online, she's very funny.
Thank you.
At Dr. Molly Says.
Thank you.
That is the only account that you should look for to watch breed funny videos.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyone can do breed videos. It's a very funny topic.
Anyone can do funny breed videos. Anyone. You'll find other accounts out there doing it. And some of them might look very similar to what Dr. Molly is doing. Yep. Some may say verbatim, but it's fine.
That's okay.
At Dr. Molly Says is where you can find the real good ones.
That's right. We have a lot of fun. There's a lot of dog breeds, too.
Lots of dog breeds.
Lots of options.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
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 What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.